So I'm just about to turn up onto the A4074 out of Reading, and my plan this weekend is to walk the entire distance from here to Oxford, so kind of following the footpaths that run parallel to the A4074 road as much as possible. The first thing you come across is this massive hill, St Peter's Hill, and when you're carrying a rucksack with your tent and your sleeping bag and all your food in it, you have a very different sense of this hill than you do in the car, where it's a bit more effortless. But this is one of the rare stretches of the A4074 where I can actually just walk on the road, well, on the pavement beside the road. Further on, I won't be able to do that. So I'm travelling up through Caversham Heath Golf Course, which is very close to the A4074, but I don't know if you can hear it, it's just a very distant wash of sound. Much more prominent is the bird song and the sound of the gravel that I'm walking on, and the planes. There's quite a lot of aeroplanes around here. There's big velvety leaves all around here. I think that's probably comfrey or borage. And then it's nice, the path goes down, there's like wooden steps, a kind of archway of trees. Ferns and forget-me-nots, buttercups, brambles, couch grass, thistle. Just stopped in the woods for a minute, and I heard that amazing sound, and it was I think it's a hoverfly. And now I'm walking along the path that runs beside Cross Lane's farm, where they have all the apple trees. And I see the apple trees, lines and lines of apple trees. And the bit that I'm walking through is very wooded. And there's a crater. I don't know what the crater is or what made the crater. I've just seen a white squirrel. No way, I've never seen a white squirrel. That's the most extraordinary thing. It's just like a white albino squirrel. And I know there used to be one that that lived in Shirley where I grew up, but I never saw it. But I've just seen one now. Just ran up this magnificent beech tree. Whenever I drive along the A4074, I see these footpaths that lead off to the left and the right of the road. Obviously, I don't really have time to investigate where they lead. So this is quite exciting. I'm clearing up a mystery for myself about where this one leads to the paddock behind Cane End House. I'm looking for a stile now, which leads to more fields, and I'm walking down a very nicely named Quiet Lane in Cane End. So we're leaving fields and entering into woodland. Which is exactly what happens when you drive along this part as well. So what happens at this point on the road is that you suddenly find yourself plunged into this exciting tunnel of forest, and you often see deer at the side of the road, which is terrifying. I'm always really scared that I'm going to run over a deer because it's such a big animal, and such a magnificent animal. That was two muntjac deer that I just startled.